BC Ferries is taking a major step in replacing its aging fleet with new vessels in the company's largest capital investment ever. The company issued a request for proposals to pre-qualified shipyards to build 5 new vessels, as noted in a press release on September 16. 2 additional boats will be added in the next phase. Pending the approval of BC Ferries Commissioner, contracts are expected to be awarded in spring 2025, added the release. The first ship is expected to hit the water in 2029, with all 5 in service by 2031. Designed in collaboration with the naval architecture and ship design firm LMG Marin, the new vessels will carry up to 360 standard-sized vehicles and 2,100 passengers, an increase from the 250 to 310 vehicles and 1,200 to 1,500 passengers accommodated by the retiring vessels. Set to be among the largest double-ended ferries in the world, BC Ferries said the new vessels will be greener and more energy efficient. These new vessels will be quieter and cleaner than the vessels they replace, allowing us to achieve a significant reduction in our corporate greenhouse gas emissions, said Ed Hooper, executive director of shipbuilding at BC Ferries. BC Ferries CEO Nicolas Jimenez stated this next step will enhance the reliability and affordability of the company's services. By adopting a phased strategy, we can responsibly increase capacity and resilience while carefully managing our investments to minimize fare pressures for customers, said Jimenez. In parallel, work is planned to extend the operational life of the Queen of Surrey and the Queen of Oak Bay through local shipyards and contractors, added the release. This news comes after BC Ferries experienced its busiest summer season in its 64-year history.